It's 5:48.
This is a News 11:30 special report.
Do not underestimate the power of grief. It's a lesson our next Courage to Come Back award winner took a lifetime to learn. News 11:30's John Ackerman continues his series of profiles with a look at the recipient in the addiction category.
I tend to ramble. Not used to talking about myself.
But what a story he has to tell. By the time Josh Dahling had reached his mid-teens, he had been bullied, experienced physical and sexual abuse, and had developed alcohol and drug addictions, landing himself on Vancouver's downtown east side. Then the death of his father sent his life further spiraling out of control.
He was shot on a boat and then thrown overboard, and his body was in a refrigerated morgue. So I was there, and they asked me to identify him. When you haven't seen your father since you're seven, and that's the next image. It was pretty traumatic.
His aha moment came in a recovery house. He was told he had assaulted a police officer, and if he left, he'd be placed under arrest. He went back to school and spent years as an addictions counselor, but he was volunteering at a bereavement camp that revealed his true path.
This is what I meant to do. I felt at home. This is something that I had true empathy and compassion for.
Today, Josh is 20 years sober and continues to work with the Camp Carey Society, which provides critical support for children, youth, and families coping with the tragedy of grief and loss. As for his Courage to Come Back award, that's great, but he says he's just getting warmed up.
But I'm not even nearly started yet. I got so much I want to do.
I'm John Ackerman.
It's 6:48.
This is a News 11:30 special report.
Too many of us underestimate the impact of losing a loved one. The subject of our next Courage to Come Back profile has made helping others through their grief his life's work. News 11:30's John Ackerman continues his series with a look at the recipient of the award in the addiction category.
What I enjoy about this work is I find it so healing for me.
Josh Dahling helped grow the Camp Carey Society, which provides support to children, youth, and families coping with the tragedy of grief and loss. He lost his own father at a young age and still remembers his first time volunteering at Camp Carey and meeting young people who were just like he was.
Yeah, my dad died, you know, a four-year-old kid. I'm like, oh, that's too bad. My dad died years ago, too. Another kid's like, oh, yeah, my dad died, too. Right? And then another kid, oh, my mom and dad died. My brother died. I'm like, what's going on here?
Now 20 years sober, the 42-year-old had experienced a lifetime of physical and sexual abuse, as well as alcohol and drug addiction, before turning his life around.
My life sucked. Like, I could tell you about a lot of bottoms. When you're a kid getting abused by, you know, older men, to me, that's a pretty low bottom. It screws you up.
Josh is humbled to receive a Courage to Come Back award, but isn't quite sure what all the fuss is about.
Because I just go through each day just doing what I think I need to do to make the world better.
I'm John Ackerman.
News 11:30 is a proud sponsor of the Coast Mental Health Courage to Come Back Awards, which are being handed out on Thursday, May 10th at the Convention Center.